أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يكسب خطيئةً أو إثماً ثم يرمي به بريئاً فقد احتمل بهتاناً وإثماً مبيناً. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the accusation. Accusation is a very important subject which is necessary for us that we should understand this matter and we should not commit it, and it is forbidden in Islam. According to the verses of the Holy Quran and also according to the hadiths, Islam order to us that we should not commit accusation. When we say accusation in Arabic, the word is either buhtan or tuhma. These two words, it is the translation of accusation. First of all, let's know about the matter itself, that what does it mean, and then we will try to talk about this matter according to the holy book and also according to the hadiths. Actually, accusation means that you accuse some others while they do not possess that habit. And there is a difference between accusation and backbiting. Backbiting is this habit, that you are telling something about someone while in reality that person, he or she possesses that quality and that characteristic, but he or she does not like that the other people, they also understand and know about that attribute or about that characteristic. But accusation or tuhma, it means that you are blaming some other people, you are accusing some other people while actually or in reality, that person, he or she, they did not possess that characteristic and that attribute, and they do not know, in reality they are not like that, but you are blaming falsely and you are accusing them in a false way, and it is forbidden. And the sin of this is much more than backbiting. Backbiting in Arabic is al-ghaiba, while accusation or accusing is buhtan or at-tuhma. Now you understood the meaning of this accusation, and let me explain it for you, that you brothers and sisters, as you are following this program, pay attention to this matter, that some of the people, they have this habit that they are trying to blame and to accuse the other people while they are innocent and they are sinless and they do not know anything about these things that you are blaming them, but you are accusing them. And this accusing can put him or put her in danger. And maybe he or she will not be able to continue their life in the society because of this accusation. Maybe their family life, the relations between husband and wife, because of this accusation, maybe will cut off, will be broken, or the relations between the parents and the children, because of this accusation, they can be broken. So, and they will have a very bad and miserable future only because of this matter. So why we should try to do this, and why we should commit accusation to the others? And it is not a good habit. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, repeatedly he advised the people. Whenever he was giving sermons to the others, he used to say, and he ordered the people that you should not do the accusation, and you should not commit it, and it is forbidden, and it is a manifest sin that you are committing, and you will destroy your future, you will destroy your beliefs, your Islam, and your good habits, and your good feats because of this accusation. It is forbidden in Islam. Now, as you understood the importance of the subject, first of all, I would like to talk about this matter according to the Holy Quran. What does Quran say? Because the text of the Holy Quran is a text which is no doubt upon that. And that is a firm text. And the saying of the Holy Quran, it can guide us that how can we have a good society and how can we have a safe society. According to the Holy Quran, as I recited this verse of the Holy Quran in the beginning of my lecture, Almighty Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً أو إثما ثم يرمي به بريئا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا. It means that whoever commit a fault, commit a sin, ثم يرمي به بريئا, then this person, he blame and accuse an innocent person, and he accused that person while he is sinless. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Actually, in reality, surely this person, he committed accusation and he committed a manifest sin. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. From this verse of the Holy Quran, we can understand that we don't have this right to accuse the other people. And this habit is not a good habit. Accusing the others, it is a manifest sin. إِثْمًا مُبِينًا. It is a sin that there is no doubt. And it is a sin which is from major sins. And you know that the sins can be divided into two parts. Some of the sins, they are small, but some of the sins, they are too big. And we say, that is major sins. So this accusation or buhtan or tuhmat, it is also from a major sins. This verse came in the surah of Nisa. The verse number is 112. The second verse which Almighty Allah says, it came in the Surah of Nur. The number of the verse is 23. Almighty Allah says, whoever commit and accuse the other people actually Almighty Allah will curse upon them both in this world and as well as in the hereafter. So it is again a very great and major sin. Almighty Allah said to the people that you should not do it. If you do this, then of course Almighty Allah will not send His mercy and His blessing neither in this world nor in that world for a person who is committing accusation. This is the verse of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. O people, those who are accusing those sinless women, those women that they are unaware of the sins, and they are the real believers. But some of the people, they try to accuse these women. Actually, these people that they are trying to accuse those women, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Almighty Allah cursed upon them both in this world and also in the hereafter. وَلَّهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And Almighty Allah will torture them, will punish them in the hereafter with a great punishment. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. This azab, this punishment will be very great. It is because of this sin, because of the accusation, because of this tuhmah. And also, in the next verse, Almighty Allah says that maybe when you go to the hereafter, so all your tongue, your hands, your feet, they can be as a witness against you. And maybe you do not want to talk about this matter, but these hands, they can be a witness against you. This tongue, it can be a witness against you. These feet, they can be a witness against you. Almighty Allah says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That day will reach, that is the day of hereafter, that the people who are trying to accuse the others, then their tongue, their hands, their feet will be witnesses against him. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Because of their actions, because of their bad actions, because of their accusation, because of their tuhmat. Another verse of the Holy Quran which says about this matter is this, that this verse came in the Surah of Ahzab. The verse number is 58. Almighty Allah says that when you accuse the believers, it is a kind of torturing them. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ يَحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Those people who are trying to torture the believers, either these believers are men or women, while they did not commit any sin and they did not commit anything, then these people who are trying to torture them, فَقَدْ يَحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا. In reality, they are accusation, they are trying to accuse them. وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, and they are trying to commit a manifest sin. إِثْمًا مُبِينًا. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says that those people who have this habit that they are accusing the other people, so you should not accept their witnesses. And you should not rely upon them. And you should punish them. And you should cut off relations with them. Almighty Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This verse also came in the Surah of Nur. The verse number is 4 and 5. Almighty Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ. Those people who are accusing the sinless woman, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ, and they cannot prove their saying, and they cannot bring four witnesses for this matter, then فَجْلِدُوهُمْ, these people should be punished. فَجْلِدُوهُمْ, you should flog them, ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدَ, 80 stripes, وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً, you should not accept their witnesses again. Forever you should not accept their witnesses. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, and they are fasiq. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ, except those who do tawbah and who return to the Almighty Allah. وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Almighty Allah, He will forgive him and He is merciful. One of the verses in the stories, which is very important that we should understand it, and it came in the Surah of Nur, and it is very famous. The story is, in Arabic says, a story of Ifk. Ifk means a great lie, and it depends on Prophet also. So we should understand this story, and I will recite the verses from the Holy Quran, which came in the Surah of Nur, and is about this story, and is about this great lie. And maybe you have heard it again and again. The full story is this, that once our Prophet with some of the other soldiers, they went and attended in a fighting, in a war. And there are two stories. Some of the people, actually Shia people, they say that our Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, he took with himself one of his wife by the name of Maria Qibtiya, and they went to attend in the fight. And some of the Sunni people, they say that no, the wife which was accompanying the Prophet, she was not Maria Qibtiya, but she was Aisha. Anyway, either a person who was with our Prophet, she was Aisha, or she was Maria Qibtiya, it makes no difference. When they went into the fight, into the war, and they returned, they came in a desert while it was night. The soldier, they moved and they stood for a while, and then they moved while the wife of the Prophet, she was, because of some necessary work, she was away from the soldiers. And she remained on the desert while the soldier and the Prophet himself, they came and they moved. Because the soldiers and the prophet, they supposed that wife, the wife of the prophet, is also with us. So, the time passed, and the wife of the prophet says that when I came to saw the soldiers, and I saw that all the soldiers left the place, and they are not here, and they left her alone. So she became very unhappy, and she stood there, and she thought that if I be here, and when they know, when the soldiers and the prophet, they know that the wife remained, and they will come back in the same place, and they will return. She says that when the day arise, the sun arise, then I saw one of the soldier who remained, and he came there. His name was Safwan, I think. So then the Safwan, he rode the wife of the prophet on the camel, on his camel, and they came together till they reached to the soldiers. So when they reached to the soldiers, so then the propaganda there created. They said that yes, the wife of the prophet, she was there, and also one of the soldier was with her. So they told this matter with some with each others, and when they came to the city again, this story spread among the people. So that is the great story which is by the name of Great Ifk, great lie, while it was a lie. That soldier, he did not do anything with the wife of the prophet, but the people were murmuring this, and the people were blaming the wife of the holy prophet, peace be upon him. Then the words revealed, and these words said that this woman and this the wife of the prophet, she is purified of all these things that you are saying, and it is only an accusation, it is only a tuhm. So it is the holy story. But we should know it according to the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah says the holy story says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم. Those who are telling this great lie, they are a lot of the people from among you. لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. You should not think that it is bad for you. It is a good thing for you. لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم. Every man of these people who are accusing the others, actually they are bearing the sins, and they are committing the sins. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And the big one, the person who was propaganding this matter much more than the others, he was by the name of Abdullah ibn Abi Salul. Of course, he will be punished in the hereafter with a very great punishment. And then Almighty Allah says, it is the verse number 11 in the Surah of Nur. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. Almighty Allah asked from the believers, why you have believed it? Why you have talked about this matter? لولا إذ سمعتموه. Why? When you heard this matter and this story, ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا. Why they did not thought that it is a good thing and it is not a blaming Nothing happened. وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why they did not say, these believers, that this story is a lie story, a manifest lie, a great lie. لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Why these people, they did not say that if you are propagating this matter, you should bring four witnesses in order to prove your claim. If you cannot do it, فَإِذَا لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Then they are liars near Almighty Allah. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ لَمَسَّكُمْ فِيمَا أَفَضْتُمْ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. If there was not the mercy of Almighty Allah, the blessing of Almighty Allah, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world and as well as in the hereafter, لَمَسَّكُمْ فِيمَا أَفَضْتُمْ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. If there were not the blessing of Almighty Allah, then the great punishment will be occurred upon you. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Because you were saying about some things that you do not believe, you do not have knowledge, you do not have any information about that. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You supposed it is a very small thing, while it is very great near Almighty Allah. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. Why? When you heard it, you did not say that it is a great accusation. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Almighty Allah says that you should not do and you should not commit such a thing again. And you should not accuse the others again. If you are believers, if you say that we are believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Then Almighty Allah says, those people who love to circulate the scandal among the believers, of course, the punishment will be occurred and will happen upon them in this world and also in the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Almighty Allah knows and you do not know it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. O believers, oh, who you say that we are believers and you believe upon Almighty Allah, لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. You should not obey the steps of shayateen, the steps of satans. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Do you know? The shaytan, those who obey the shaytan, those who follow the satans, of course, the satan will command them that you should do the bad and evil things. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ. If there were not the blessing of Almighty Allah, of course, none of you will become pure. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّ مَا يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. But Almighty Allah will purify those He want, and Almighty Allah He hear and know. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Of course, those people who are blaming and accusing the sinless woman, Almighty Allah will send His curse in this world and also in the hereafter on them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Of course, they will have and they will receive the great punishment. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And the day will reach that they will, their tongue, hands and feet will be witness against him. So why should we blame the others? It was the full story about the story of Ifk. And from this story we understood that the wives of the prophet, they did not commit anything, while some of the people, they accused her. And it is not a good habit, and we should try not to do it because it is forbidden in Islam. God willing, we will continue this discussion. Thank you very much as you have followed this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.